From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The NATO-led military coalition says two of its soldiers were killed in southern Afghanistan when two individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul says its members returned fire and killed the shooters. It said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families have returned home and schools have reopened. Abu Omar is a teacher in Aleppo. He says they had to stop classes for 2 weeks, but now that they're making up for what time was missed, with the schools opening again. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. A court in Egypt has handed down death sentences to six defendants in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for the alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for Morsi until June 18th. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. Three of the six people who were condemned to death are currently outside the country and were tried in absentia. Sentences for those tried in absentia automatically dismissed pending a new trial. This is VOA News.